Good morning. You guys do that so well. Good morning and welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris. I'm the guy in the little black dress up here. I'm the pastor. Good to see you all. Several announcements before we get started. Don Boyles is heading downstairs to find the bulk of the Tongan community. I think they're practicing and have let the time get away from them, but we'll make sure they're here with us. I call your attention to the bulletin. A few short announcements. Kathy Moton is on her way up to do an announcement as well. If you were here last week, you undoubtedly saw one of these in your bulletin, and hopefully there were these available to those who didn't get them. If this is the World Communion Sunday envelope, donations can go in here. If you don't have one and you yet want to make a donation to World Communion Sunday, if you just write a check to Burns Church and put in the memo line, World Communion, something to that effect, we will make sure it gets to the place. Just to call your attention, on the back of your bulletin is a short explanation of the goal of your monies. And I'll just call your attention that the whole point of World Communion Sunday over the years has been to offer assistance to racial and ethnic minority persons pursuing various avenues of ministry. So these are folks who haven't had the opportunities, perhaps, to go to seminary. There is a breakdown at the very bottom of exactly where your money will go. So we want you to be aware of wise stewardship, and that's there for you. We'll accept these during the time of collection, which will be at either side of the communion time. And Kathy Moton is here to make an announcement about the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk.
I want each of us to go back 66 years. Some of us were on this planet and some were not, but we're going to go back 66 years. And I want you to know or reflect that the first meeting of the United Nations took place. Bikinis went on sale in Paris. The first drive-up tellers were used in Chicago, Illinois. UNICEF was founded. The first Tupperware party was held. People born 66 years ago include Sally Field, Laura Bush, Bill Clinton, Danny Glover, Donald Trump, Diane Keaton, Naomi Judd, Dolly Parton, Gregory Hines, Liza Minnelli, Candace Bergen, Reggie Jackson, Patty Duke, and Cher. People who died 66 years ago were H.G. Wells, W.C. Fields, and Gertrude Stein. Animal Farm by George Orwell was the U.S. Book of the Year. It's a Wonderful Life was a hit. Dr. Benjamin Spock published his classic book, The Common Sense Book of Baby in Care, and Harry S. Truman was president. And the world was a mess. Much of Europe and Asia had been reduced to rubble. Hundreds of thousands of families were living in tents, shacks, and the remains of bombed-out buildings. Hunger was pervasive. A searing drought in Europe during the summer of 1946 had decimated the wheat harvest. There were unprecedented numbers of refugees and displaced persons. Long before 1946, people of faith in the U.S. and Europe provided relief support to people in need. By the 1940s, there were so many relief agencies and service groups that providing the relief to others became increasingly complicated. Recognizing the chaos of the situation, the Federal Council of Churches, Foreign Mission Conference, and the American Committee of the World Council of Churches jointly established Church World Service to be the relief and service arms of all these churches in 1946. Then in 1947, Church World Service, Lutheran World Service, and Catholic Rural Life Conference created a joint community hunger appeal called the Christian Rural Overseas Program, or CROP. The program gathered actual donations of corn, wheat, rice, and beans from the United States farmers to be shared across the world. Crop friendship trains collected carloads of donated goods as they traveled across America and then were shipped overseas. Throughout the years, Church World Service has continued to learn valuable lessons about providing help to people in need, moving beyond merely providing relief to learning and understanding about the root causes of hunger and poverty and empowering people to find their own solutions to these issues. Our 66 years cannot be judged or measured with numbers. We are stories and experiences and real people. There are countless volunteers who organize crop walks, blanket Sundays, and put together health kits that have inspired others to give, care, and participate. People around the world have put their lives on the line to make a difference. In 2012, Church World Service continues to provide assistance to communities devastated by disaster. Won't you join all of us by walking? And all of our walkers have a walker form. Or sponsoring a walker. Donating canned food, which we have a box in the back, and we will give to Aurora Interchurch Task Force for immediate hunger relief in our own community. Filling a rice bag with spare change or bills, and or praying for those who are walking and for those we walk. The Aurora Crop Hunger Walk Committee thanks you in advance for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Just a reminder, this year's Aurora Crop Hunger Walk will take place Sunday, October 21st. In the past, Burns Church has had the most numbers of walkers, and that's been mainly because the Tongan community has come with us and joined us. We're hoping, and it's open to all of you who have two legs and are capable, well, even if you don't have two legs, frankly, if you want to come out and join us for a walk on Sunday, October 21st, you can help us to end hunger in this world, and I hope you will. The several other things for you, it has been mentioned last week. On Tuesday, October 16th, there'll be the final Crop Hunger Walk fundraiser, this one at Chili's. You need to have this flyer with you when you go to Chili's between 11 a.m. and 10 p.m., and they will then donate 10% of what you buy to the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk. So consider that. I have it on good authority that all of you in this building eat food. Is that true? Okay, then there's really no excuse. The Kingdom Walkers will be starting today. If you want to get in practice for the Aurora Crop Hunger Walk, the Kingdom Walkers will meet today at a time that we'll announce during the coffee time, because it just depends on when we finish here. But we're going to meet at Generals Park, which is at Peoria and Colfax. It's right at the base of the University of Colorado Hospital complex. If you don't know where that is and you want to join us, ask me and we'll get you set up. We continue with our study of Mere Christianity, the Thursday night Bible study, and there's still, obviously, always, you are welcome to join us for that. Excuse me. If you're there, we will be studying the entirety of Book 4 of Mere Christianity, and then that there will also be the meeting of that group on Sunday morning as well, if you want to join us on a Sunday morning. Couple other announcements. On Saturday, October 13th, which will be next Saturday, from 10 to 12 is the clothing giveaway. If you have clothes today or any time this week, if you have them today, we're putting them down below on the first floor in front of the office underneath that table. If you come this week, if you're out doing errands, please call first. Call the office, make sure we're here so you can deliver your clothes. The setup for the clothing giveaway will begin at 8 o'clock a.m., so if you have a few hours on Saturday and can come help us set up, it's an awful lot of clothes that we take outside and make ready. And then the clothing giveaway itself will take place from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The United Methodist Men will be here starting at 10 to cook some kind of food, burgers, dogs, brats, something. Hot dogs, thank you. That's the term. from the Holy Spirit behind me. Hot dogs by the United Methodist men will be served. So come out and talk to the folks who are getting clothing. Take a look yourself. And join us for a little food as we greet our community. Today, this Sunday, is the beginning of the stewardship emphasis for this year. That's the time of the year when we talk to you about the joy of giving God's money back to God. Now, if that makes sense, great. If you are a tither, then you are right in line with the Bible. If you have fear about giving 10% of your money back to God, you're in the right place, because we want to talk to you about how you can get past that fear, what it means to be a joyful giver. So between now and November 18th, we'll be talking on and off about stewardship, about how we take care of God's resources so that it benefits God's ministries. On that Sunday, Commitment Sunday, November 18th, which is the first Sunday right after Thanksgiving, we'll ask you to bring in your commitment cards, which we will have given you by that time, so that you can, on paper, make a commitment to your church about what you're able to give to the ministries of this church for next year. And then finally, on November 3rd, I'm holding a ticket for the International High Tea of Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. This will be, for those who are discerning, this high tea will be in the British manner. It'll take place that Saturday between 1 and 4. It will benefit the Aurora Interchurch Task Force. So not only when you walk for the crop walk, but if you come to high tea, you will benefit the Aurora Interchurch Task Force. It's $15 for a single ticket, $25 for two of you to come and increase your worldliness by attending high tea at Burns Church. So please join us for that. Any other announcements for the good of our community? Kevin Condon.
I'm sorry. If anyone would like to attend a closing at Hudson Prison on November 4th, today you must give me your name, your date of birth, your driver's license number, your address, and your phone number. And we will see that you are the door opens for you when you go to the prison at 2 o'clock in the afternoon of November 4th. The event lasts for about an hour and a half, and it's very inspiring.
Thank you, Kevin. Today, as you know, is World Communion Sunday. There are a few visitors. We welcome you. I'm not going to embarrass you further by making you stand up or anything. But just a recognition of what today is, Burns Church has been here for many years, and we are now very proud to support two other congregations through our building and through our combined ministries. So today, we are Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. We are the Tonga Fellowship under the capable direction of Reverend Pelaki Lokatui. Pelaki, would you stand or raise your hand? Just there we go. Pelaki, good to see you. And also the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship. So it is wonderful to worship together, and we will be seeing the fruits of the Holy Spirit through different cultures and languages. The thing to think about for those who are unfamiliar with this service is there will be prayers in other languages beyond English. There will be a prayer in Akan. There will be a prayer in Tongan. And the thing to remember is perhaps you may not understand it. Many of you will. But we know that God is a God of many cultures and many languages. So God understands, and that's the whole point. So, having said that, how many were able to see the Rocky Mountains this morning as you looked across the sunny flanks? Anybody look at the mountains today? Some of you did? All right. Well, it was a different view from yesterday. Yesterday was pretty cloudy, kind of misty and cold. You think it's autumn today? Yeah, probably so. For Jane and I, Jane's my spouse, Friday night saw our furnace in the basement break. It would pick the perfect time. So Mark and Ellen Doctor were so kind to lend us a space heater, so we huddled in our bedroom with the space heater last night and stayed warm. The great thing is when we come together in Christian conferencing, in Christian worship, there is always the warmth of the Holy Spirit to move us together. So let me offer you an opportunity right now, as is our custom every Sunday. Again, this Sunday, I'm going to ask you to rise up on your feet as you are able and turn to those around you, preferably somebody you haven't met before. Offer a handshake or a hug and welcome each other in the peace of Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome back. If I understand correctly, and I think I do, for those who know the patterns of Burns Church, this is the first Sunday of the month. Obviously, on World Communion Sunday, it's a pretty good idea to offer Holy Communion. We think that's a good thing, so we're going to do that today. Normally, we would have a community meal. That will not happen today, but instead, we'll have our regular coffee fellowship time. It'll be sort of enlarged, and my understanding is that's sponsored by the Tongan Youth. Is that true? Very good. Yes and no. So today, the Tongan Youth will be offering you coffee fellowship, and we'll see what that means. The great thing also is that all these folks in green shirts will be offering you an action song. And if you don't have an idea what a Tongan action song is, you're in for a treat and you're in the right place. This is among the many days that God has made, in part for our enjoyment, for our benefit. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. I'd ask you to listen to two wonderful people. First of all is the composer, Johann Sebastian Bach. And the second person is Peggy Blocker, who makes sounds out of our organ that are heavenly. Let us listen to Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring, and consider the goodness of God's creation. Opening hymn, let me ask you to rise as you are able and turn in your hymnals to number 154. The hymnal should be right in front of you in the pew, number 154. Let us rise and sing, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. Please rise.
Let angels prostrate.
My sisters and brothers, please be seated. A single scripture reading from today comes from the epistle of the letter to the Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and then chapter 2, verses 5 through 12. If you'd like to follow along, and I always encourage you to do that, it's in the Pew Bible there in front of you, in the New Testament on page 204. Listen to this, which is a recitation of what it is that God is about, and perhaps to the point for us today, what it is that we're about. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, through whom He also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and He sustains all things by His powerful word. When He had made purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name He has inherited is more excellent than theirs. Now, God did not subject the coming world about which we are speaking to angels. But someone has testified somewhere, "What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet." Now, in subjecting all things to them, God left nothing outside their control. As it is, we do not yet see everything in subjection to them, but we do see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God He might taste death for everyone. It was fitting that God, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many children to glory, should make the pioneer of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. For this reason, Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers and sisters. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. One of the many points, and perhaps the most visible point of World Communion Sunday, is that all of us, young and old and everything in between, all of us from every culture, every language, every skin color and outlook on the world, all of us are called to reflect God's love as manifest in Jesus Christ. The point of it all is that we are to live out the love that God has given to us so that people will know that we are Christian people. And the goal for us, our mission, if you will, is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. It's a tall order, but as you know all too well, with God all things are possible. So let us be about the business of making disciples. To that end, to the glory of God, I offer you Don Boyles, who will introduce our choir and their song. Don?
Good morning. Burns Choir is going to do In Time of Holy Communion today, and in honor of World Communion Sunday. It'll prepare us for the coming to the altar for communion later on in the service. Just a word of logistics: as soon as my choir is done, I will have my choir go out that way, and the Tongan Choir, if you'll come on up and come up this way. Thank you.
couple of weeks ago at Burns Church, we talked about the importance of praying to God, about how it is we lift up our concerns. And perhaps what people forget is that an immensely important part of prayer is to be quiet and to listen, to accept what it is that God would offer to you. And I can't promise you that God will always speak in words. If you hear God in words, I want to talk to you, because that's a pretty amazing thing. For most of us, God speaks in other ways. It may be through what you feel as you pray. It may be in the warmth of a hug or a handshake from a friend or a loved one. It might be in the beauty of the Rocky Mountains. It might be in many other ways that God speaks to you. But it will only be communicated if you have ears and a heart to listen. The apostles had the amazing opportunity to walk for 3 years with Christ, to get to know him personally, at least face to face. All of us have the same opportunity to get to know him personally. But when they were confused, as was much of the time, they said, "Lord, how is it that we are to pray?" And Jesus was very kind and very specific. And he offered to them, as he offers to us, the Lord's Prayer. So let me ask you now in English, let us in a new way today together pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And at this time, I'd ask Samuel Botchway to come forward to introduce the song of the Ghana Wesley Choir.
Good morning, everybody. The Ghana Wesley Methodist Church is going to sing for you a song entitled Nyami Ye Ohin. Meaning the Lord is King. The whole congregation is going to stand and then we sing.
Oh, Nyami Yohin, Ine Kese Nyami Yohin, Oh, Mama Yemonu Ose Ye Nyami. Mi yosa hino, mi si nyami yohine, nyami yohine, o mumma ye monu ose ye,
nyami yosa hino,
ose ye,
ose ye, ose ye, mumma ye monu ose ye, nyami yosa hino.
Oh,
Brothers and sisters, like Pastor Morris said, on such occasion, the individual groups try to pray the Lord's Prayer in their language of origin. So the Ghana Wesley Methodist Church, we're going to pray the Lord's Prayer in our language, the Akan. Let us pray. Adafo Abra Yenira Jesus Christ Onyinira Onyina Ebusuafuna Namano O Chira Hone De Ayana Se Warobom Pea Wanka De Yen Eja Ewaso Wujinu Huntu Wain Zimbra Mwabedwa Asasidu Demre Wain Ewaso Ndanda Ejibande Nafa Hienu Fum Chen Demre Eti Chen Wana Awo Fum Hienu Menji Hienu Kwa Njijim Jienu Fimusum I want to end in you too, in your name, Yahweh. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. Malo Elele. Malo Elele. Our piece of music this morning was composed by our late king, Tubal the Fourth. We had Tubal the Fifth, he passed, and Tubal the Sixth is waiting for his coronation. And it is titled Toe Tala Tala Noa. Let me try to put it in English. Tell it to me again and again. Tell that story to me like you're telling it to a small children so I can understand. Some of us are slaves to do bad things. But his teaching is in that book right in front of you in your pews. As your guide. His love, his mercy, all out. You know, to compare that to us, when you give things to your friends, to your neighbor, you save some for yourself. But God gives his love, his mercy, all out. Bear with us when we sing the Toe Talatalano. Tell it to me. Again and again. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Mau fa fita ya te o tua. Kau ikut ngai tak buat kau tua be. Kau fa kalau aku mau tolong. Mau sia e afa kloa kain. Ho sia e ahoni u mau fa mo oni. Kau ofa ba mai tau ko do be ya ai afiona. Kau mau fa fidai. Kau hi go omi ki mau tolo. Mau fa ngato ko fa to fa fine. E mau pi ki ni mau fa ta e fa mo oni a koin. O ki kai mo ato o tua. Ka ko e to ta pe. Mau fafe ho lau maari e o tua ke i ha ere mai. No fo ia katoa pe ki mau tolo. Mau kei tu kari kari. E kei hoko koe kau whamu oni mai a Fiona. E potu katoa pe te mau iai. I lea. I ngā ue. E mau kei whamu oni ki maa mani. O koe toko taha pe. O mau otua. Tuke ike mau kau whataha. E ngawe anga e fiafu koeni. Pake hifo lau maari o tataki mau tolu. E fatongia pa mui ngawe kotoa pe. U mau kau fatahai. Mau klotu ka mau kore kotoa e ngai malo hini. E huafa pe o sisu. E na ke ako mai ka mau kalotu pe ke mau pehe. Kwe mau tamai pehe vani. Ke taa poa o huafa. E hoko mai ho pure. Ke fai ho fina ngalo. E ange koe ihe langi. Ke pehe foki maa mani. E fak mai a hone ha mau mea kai ki anai. E fak mori mori mau ngai ang hala. O nge e koe mau fomori mori aki nau tol fua pek mua mai. E a oa na fahu mau tol ke ai ahi. Ka e fak hafki mau tol mehe fili. E o ko o ai pure. E a moe mahalohi. Moe kololia. O tai ngata. E tai ngata. Amen.
As we come to the celebration of Holy Communion, I'm going to ask Emmanuel and Kansa to join me, and also Daniel Claywitter, would you join us up here to help with communion? Sorry to put you guys on the spot, and Pelaki. If you'd like to follow along with our liturgy, and I'm going to encourage you to do that, we will start on the top of page 9 in the United Methodist hymnal. In case anybody has not celebrated Holy Communion with the United Methodist Church, we practice what we believe to be Jesus' intent, which is that our table is His table and it is open. That if you are a baptized believer, if you today recant of your sin, repent of what you have done, and if you plan today to live a new life in Jesus Christ, then you are welcome at God's table. As you come forward, we'll have two stations. We will pull off a chunk of bread and offer it to you. The next communion steward will have a plate with individual plastic cups of grape juice. We'll offer one of those to you. You take it as you leave. Enjoy the bread and the cup. The cups go in the white plastic, the baskets there and on either side as you head back to your seat. And there'll be ushers to accept your monetary donation if you are so moved to invest in the ministries of our church. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. Jesus healed the sick, he fed the hungry, and he ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your holy church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. Again, he offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these your gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we together feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in this your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. My sisters and brothers, because there is but one loaf, we who are many cultures are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. The table is set, the meal is ready. Christ has invited you to his table. As the ushers release you, come forward to receive a chunk of the bread and a cup of grape juice that we might celebrate this holy meal. For the final prayer of this liturgy, if you join me in reciting the prayer in the bottom third of page 11. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. It is so delightful to see the way the Holy Spirit moves us in different ways, through different talents, through words, through music, through all these glorious things. Let us praise God in every way we can. For our final hymn, let me ask you now to rise up on your feet as you are able, to turn in your hymnal to number 529. There you should find "How Firm a Foundation." Let us sing to the glory of our God. Please rise. My sisters and brothers, today, as every Sunday that all three of our congregations share together, today we have a glimpse of what it looks like in eternity when all of us will be together, when race, creed, language, skin color, political party, economic status, anything won't matter any longer. We will all then be children of God. Why don't we practice it more on this side? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you who are creator, redeemer, and sustainer of our lives and of this universe, for everything we are grateful, bless us, bless those we love, bless those whom we ought to love in the manner of Jesus. Send us out from this place, buoyed by your Spirit, fueled by your love, emboldened by your word, that we might be your people and your disciples. We ask your blessing, Lord, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and all of God's people say, Amen. Go now in peace to love and serve the Lord.